Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Deacon John Kerrigan, chaplain of the Catholic community at Stanford University. It is the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
It was Christmas Eve, 1975. I had just attended midnight mass with a group of friends and was heading to the subway in Midtown Manhattan with one of them. His name is Sean. Suddenly, we heard a ruckus across 3rd Avenue. Looking over quickly, I saw a scene unfolding that resembled something from an old-time Western. A man had been physically thrown out the door of the bar and onto the sidewalk. My initial reaction? Let's continue to make our way to the subway 3 blocks away. Sean, however, disagreed and persuaded me to cross the street and take a closer look. We soon found out that in addition to being violently ejected from the bar, the man had been beaten up. He was drunk and understandably quite upset. Nevertheless, we were able to piece together what happened. Evidently, the man thought he had entered a gay-friendly bar, only to discover belatedly just the opposite was the case. Okay, I thought, we've sized up the situation. Come on, let's get to the train. I share the first part of the story because, quite honestly, back then, and even now, I can often think and act like the priest and the Levite in today's gospel story. Am I proud of that fact? No. But I realize that I can easily structure my world in terms of boundaries, just like those two religious leaders. According to the boundaries that existed in their world, the man who had been robbed, bloodied, and left half dead on the way from Jerusalem to Jericho was considered unclean, impure. The priest and the Levite didn't want to defile themselves by touching someone who, in their mind, resembled something close to roadkill. And to those listening to Jesus' parable, the situation was clear. Jewish law required that you only take care of your own clan alone, fellow Jews. Later, that boundary was enlarged somewhat to include people who were on their way to becoming Jews. But that was it. The neighbor boundary stopped there. Personally, I maintain a different set of boundaries than the characters in today's gospel, but they're boundaries nonetheless. What are some of them? Boundaries between sophisticates and deplorables, Americans and the rest of the world's population, legal and illegal immigrants, conservatives and liberals. Rigidly maintaining these boundaries, however, and my occasional unwillingness to help my neighbor are very hard to reconcile with my professed desire to follow Jesus Christ. Yes, I know what I should do, and yet often I'm at a loss to the doing of it. It's as if there's a voice within me that murmurs, "If only I knew the will of God, if only I could understand clearly what God wants from me, then I'd be willing to do it." But as you and I know, God's will is difficult to discern. Or is it? In today's gospel passage, the slick lawyer asks the Lord, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And when Jesus turns the question back on him, he replies, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Such a short and simple message. It could be a Twitter post, and yet so often you and I fail to heed its meaning. For a moment, let's transform that Twitter post into a question. Am I asleep to the Lord's presence in my life, or am I awake to it? Yes, Am I asleep and thereby oblivious to loving God with my whole being? Or am I awake and consequently attentive to hearing God's presence in everyday activities, relationships, and in my desire to be patient and generous? Actually, developing the habit of asking the question, am I asleep or awake, might be a good spiritual practice for most of us. Let's consider taking up that question at various times during our day. It might just help you and me to grow in awareness to and openness to God's presence. So, in this moment, in this encounter, am I asleep or am I awake? What benefit might we gain from practicing this kind of exercise? Well, for one, it might help us to seize on opportunities to love our neighbor as ourselves, which, of course, is the other side of the coin of loving God. And when do we end up loving the Lord with our whole being? When we provide service to others, when we run toward problems and people's needs rather than away from them. For a moment, let's also look at Moses in today's reading from Deuteronomy to see if he can cast some additional light on our reflection. After all, he didn't seem to have much trouble heeding God's voice. Quote, "For this command which I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious or remote for you. It is not up in the sky. No, it's something very near to you, already in your mouth and in your heart. You have only to carry it out. Turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and soul." We human beings, though, are perennial slow learners. And maybe that's why Moses' words are given us today to reinforce the message of the gospel. Which brings me back to my Christmas story of some 40 years ago. Recall that I was ready to have that poor, inebriated, injured fellow fend for himself. After all, we were in New York City, where it's every man for himself. And yet, my friend Sean managed to convince me that the right thing to do was to help this guy back to his apartment, which was many blocks away and in the opposite direction from the subway. And so that's what we did. After all, it was Christmas. But I remember grumbling most of the way, because you haven't lived until you've tried to fish the house keys out of the trouser of some drunk dude you've never met before, especially after he's just wet himself. By the time we were done with our Good Samaritan routine, it was 4 a.m. So Sean and I convened to a nearby all-night diner. Over bacon and eggs, we talked about what had just happened. During those few hours that Christmas Eve morning of 1975, my heart and my soul, as well as my strength and my mind, expanded just a bit. I learned anew that the road from Jerusalem to Jericho passed through 3rd Avenue in Manhattan, just as it does through the Stanford campus. And as I've learned many times since, we don't get to plan where we might be called to be neighbors. The call to neighborliness comes in unexpected ways and at inconvenient times. The Samaritan was on his way to carry out some business. This distraction wasn't on his calendar. Stuff happens. Hurricanes in Louisiana happen. Violence in war-torn Syria happens. Alienation in stress-torn families happens. As it turns out, who is my neighbor might not be the right question. A better question to ask is this one. Who is standing at my door calling me to be a neighbor? Who needs me to care and respond right now through action? In the book of Revelation, God says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. At our peril, do we place any boundary in responding to his words?"
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glauber, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.